You might have thought Donald Trump had enough on his hands on the international stage with his engagement in the Middle East, Ukraine, and Venezuela. But this week, the US president has returned to one of his pet passions, his stated desire to make Greenland part of the US. Mr. Trump has sparked a new diplomatic row after appointing a special envoy to Greenland. He says the United States has to have the Arctic island for national security, and that Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry will, quote, lead the charge. Denmark and Greenland have rejected the claim, insisting Greenland's future belongs to its people and its sovereignty must be respected. But not everyone sees the move as a negative. Kuno Fenker is a member of Greenland's parliament. I spoke to him a short time ago.
Thank you for the invite. Appreciate it.
And now a bit of a Christmas surprise there with Donald Trump turning his attention back to Greenland. What's your reaction to this announcement that he's appointed a special envoy?
Well, a surprise indeed, and in a way a positive surprise for me. And I think that this creates some opportunities for Greenland. The interest from the United States and the security aspects creates a lot of discussion about our movement from the party Nelrak, which is we want independence of Greenland as Denmark annexed us in 1953. So we want to get out of the annexation and create our own sovereign country.
But do you want to be part of the US? Isn't that what Donald Trump's angling for?
I think he said many things, and some of the things he said have been positive, and it's like you could join the United States, you can be part of the United States, or it's a matter of your own decision on your self-determination. And some of the remarks haven't been super positive, but it's also the narrative of the media on how you try to interpret what he's saying. So we would say that it's positive if Greenland matters are handled by Greenland, if the Greenlandic people have the vote on a referendum on what they want, and the US doesn't interfere with that, and only like give us the leverage and help us in creating the sovereign state of Greenland, and also especially in the UN and Security Council. If Greenland should apply for membership for the UN, that the US will support that, then we could make different kinds of deals with the US. But you should remember that our Self-Rule Act applies to that we should start negotiations with Denmark in regards to, I'm not going to say a unilateral secession, because that's not a possibility in the law, but that is, it's a negotiated secession with Denmark.
So if I understand you correctly, you hope that Donald Trump's interest in Greenland and the focus on Greenland is actually going to help you achieve what you've wanted all along, your party, which is independence from Denmark.
I would say it's a possibility, it's a leverage. So every time you negotiate something, and especially with Denmark, which has have a very strong hold in Greenland as it is, and also has fear-mongered of, for us not to speak with directly with the US, and fear-mongering us with taking away our block grant, our possibilities for education and healthcare in Denmark. Then, you know, the threat from Denmark has been much more effective and intense than what we are experiencing, what Denmark is experiencing from the very small remarks from Donald Trump.
On Radio National, I'm speaking with Kuno Fenker, a member of Greenland's parliament, about US President Donald Trump's creation of a special envoy to the island. Now, you're not part of the ruling party. Could you give me a sense of the current support overall in Greenland, first for independence from Denmark, and secondly, for any move by Donald Trump for the US to take control of Greenland?
Well, you can say that the majority of Greenlanders want independence, and also the majority of the parties want independence from Denmark. The people, over 70% of the voters voted for that Greenland should be independent. And you can also see that in the vote in 2008, when we had a referendum for the self-rule law.
And what about support for this idea of U.S. control? I remember when J.D. Vance, when Donald Trump Jr., I believe, visited Greenland earlier in the year, they got a pretty positive reception from some people.
Yeah, some people gave them a positive reaction, but there are also people, many people who gave them a negative reaction. And that's how it is in politics, like you have left and right wing within politics. But I think the interest, even though the approach can be deemed unprecedented, that's the way Donald Trump is. You know, his negotiation tactics we have seen since 2019 have been not normative in regards to how you normally do things. So I think my reaction will be that don't be offended by the way they are approaching this. They are approaching it because Greenland has a geopolitical interest and shipping routes are opening, and Denmark hasn't invested enough in the security of the Greenlandic island and the Greenlandic people for many years. So I think the interest is absolutely viable, if you can say that.
Do you think Donald Trump's also interested in Greenland's mineral wealth?
I think many nations, including Australia, are interested in the minerals in Greenland. And we have a very strong legislative structure in regards to that. So we will certainly adhere to that. And US, Australia, or any friendly countries, in my opinion, are open for applying for our minerals. And of course, with the benefit for the Greenlandic people.
Kuno Fenker, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.